You're listening to the Douglas Jacoby Podcast. Here we bring you some of the material found on Douglas's website in podcast form. We hope that as you listen, you're challenged to think about faith. Today, Douglas continues his series on the imitation of Christ. Now looking at rash judgment and words. Now here's today's teaching.
Hello, and thank you for continuing to listen to the podcast in our series on the imitation of Christ. Today, we'll actually be looking at three chapters: avoiding rash judgment, on restraint of our words, and on avoiding gossip. And so let's jump right in to this scripture-saturated suite of readings. On avoiding rash judgment, the disciple. We must beware of judging others, but first look to ourselves. People who judge are engaged in futile labor and often make errors. They easily fall into sin. But if we judge and examine ourselves, that always works for a good purpose. However, by judging based on our own personal likes and dislikes, it is difficult to make true and godly judgments. If God was always our only desire, we would be less troubled and make fewer poor judgments. But often, some secret thought lurking within us or some outward circumstance turns us from God's path. Many are secretly seeking their own desires and do not even know it. They seem to enjoy peace of mind as long as things go well and their desires are met. But if their desires are frustrated and broken, immediately they are shaken and displeased. Differing feelings and opinions very often bring about dissensions between friends, citizens, members of different faiths, and godly people. Our own customs and habits are not easily given up, and it is not easy to see from another's point of view. If we depend more on our own reason or experience than upon the power of Jesus Christ, true discernment will come slowly with much difficulty. God wants us to be perfectly obedient to Himself. Then all our reason will be revealed by abundant love toward Him and others. And that's Book 1, Chapter 14. Let me just highlight a few things before we go to our second reading. When people judge, let's just say when you judge, when I judge, when we're in that judgmental mode, we make a lot of mistakes, many errors, and we can fall into sin. And of course, he's not saying that we shouldn't be discerning, but he's talking about subjective judgment, something based on our own preference. And then he also emphasizes the negative effect of distraction, a common theme in the imitation of Christ. He says, if God was always our only desire, we would be less troubled and make fewer poor judgments. So it's often out of our own inner turmoil, our own feelings and confusions, out of that that seething sea, we react and we say things. We make rash judgments. He says also, so realistically here, that it's not easy to see from another person's point of view. Isn't that true? Even when people share their heart or give an apt analogy, it can still be quite difficult to get it. I understand that. I don't always understand the people I'm with. And I'll say, can you say that again? Or I'm not quite sure I understand. I really want to connect and have more empathy and understand, but it's not easy. I used to think it would be so much easier. And then the last thing he says here, if we're really in our relationship with God, if we're obedient, if we're not distracted, then it says that our reason will be revealed by abundant love toward Him and others. That is, we'll be thinking clearly. We'll avoid those rash judgments, but we've got to have a love for God. And so how we're doing spiritually deeply affects perception. Okay, the second chapter in today's suite of readings is on restraint of our words. And there's an opening scripture, and then we'll hear again the reflections of the disciple. The scripture is from James 3, 7 to 9. People can tame all kinds of animals, birds, reptiles, and fish, but no one can tame the tongue. It is restless and evil, full of deadly poison. Sometimes it praises our Lord and Father, and sometimes it curses those who have been made in the image of God. So whereas our first reading was really aimed at our thought world, the things that our perception and the judgments we make, now we're moving into words, especially unfortunate words. Here's the text of Book 1, Chapter 10, The Disciple. Avoid as much as you can people's drama. Talk of worldly things, though innocent enough, is a hindrance as it quickly becomes a habit and leads to meaningless chatter. Many times I wish I had held my peace and avoided going out among people. Why do we continually talk and gossip, since we seldom resume our silence without harm to our conscience? We like talking so much because we hope, by our conversation, to gain some comfort or refresh our wearied spirit with our words. We're very willing to talk and think about things which we love and those things we hate, but often our conversation is fruitless with no good purpose. The outward comfort on conversation is a huge hindrance to the inner comfort which comes only from God. So we must watch and pray that we do not idle away our time. If it is right and desirable to speak, speak only things which build up yourself and others. Evil habits and ignoring what is of real value cause us not to watch our words. Nevertheless, holy conversation on spiritual things helps us in our spiritual progress. Those with kindred minds and spirits find their common ground in fellowship with God. A few things that strike me in that opening sentence. He talks about avoiding people's drama. I believe that if you're an older person or an older Christian or you do much counseling, you're well familiar with drama and how many different forms it takes. And certainly a compass is not saying we shouldn't care about other people. He's constantly exhorting us to love others. But we're talking about the kind of drama that doesn't go anywhere. Like, you know, when someone's really not interested in changing, they just want to use you, and that can develop unhealthy habits. He speaks of meaningless chatter and gossip. And maybe I'm emphasizing this too much, I don't know, but gossip is a sin in the Bible. Gossip, we think, well, it's not really gossip if it's about an important person or, you know, if I saw it online or it was in the news. No, that could still be gossip. We make so many mistakes in our judgment when we're distracted from God and in our words as well. So gossip is not just a sin, it's something that can be very harmful. Akempis encourages us to watch and pray that we do not idle away our time. You know, we have limited hours. We have limited days on this earth. We need to really make sure our lives count and not just being involved in fruitless conversation. Instead, holy conversation. Thomas says, holy conversation on spiritual things helps us in our spiritual progress. So there's nothing wrong with spiritual conversation as though, well, that makes us unrelatable. No, we need to be spiritual. And it's easy to do with when we're with people who have kindred minds, kindred spirits, and we find common ground in fellowship, as he mentioned. I hope tonight as I go to church that I will find that kind of fellowship. A fellowship of kindred spirits. I guess we could ask that question, who are we close to? I mean, we need to be close to people. And sometimes that's the sweetest conversation we'll ever have. Well, the third final reading is on avoiding gossip. As Paul warns us, avoid worthless, foolish talk that only leads to more godless behavior. 2 Timothy 2:16. Unlike the first two chapters, this one is cast as the words of Christ. And so let's read our final section. My friend, do not be curious about others or trouble yourself with fruitless cares. What is that to you? For what is it to you if people do this or that or say thus and thus? You're not required to have an answer for others, but you must give an answer for yourself. So why do you entangle yourself with others' lives? I know all people and observe all that they do under the sun. I know the condition of all people and know what they think, what they desire, and how high or low their thoughts reach. All things, then, are under my authority. So, determine to live in godly peace and allow disagreeable people to be as disagreeable as they wish. Do not seek after popular people. Do not try to be friends with many people. Do not be concerned about how much you are loved. These things breed distractions and great sorrows of your heart. If you will diligently look for my presence and open to me the gates of your heart, I will speak freely to you and reveal my secrets. Be earnest and disciplined in your prayers. Humble yourself in all things. Let us pray. Lord, we're grateful. We thank you for today's readings. We truly want to avoid rash thoughts and judgments, rash or unspiritual words, especially gossip. But help us, whatever it is in us that makes us feel like we've got to speak or be heard, give us more of a listening spirit. Help us to put our confidence in you. We're anchored in you. We don't need the approval of others. We are no closer to you or better as person just because we talk to a huge number of people. And yet, there are so many people we want to talk to share our faith with believers and unbelievers alike. Give us a Christ-directed speech. Thank you for his admonition to us and his lifestyle, which we truly seek to imitate in Jesus. Amen. Well, thank you for listening to this podcast, Podcast 28. Next time, we'll be looking at a single chapter, and that is on desiring eternal life. Until then.
We hope you enjoyed Douglas's series on the imitation of Christ.
For additional notes and resources, be sure to check out Douglas's website in the show notes. The website has hundreds of articles, podcasts, and videos for you to access for free. You can also become a premium subscriber and gain access to thousands of online resources from Douglas's teaching ministry. Thanks again for listening.